Welcome to The Redacted Apostate. My name is Nicole.
And I'm Carl.
Today we're going to talk about Rael, the Alien Prophet. That was just on Netflix. Actually, it was released earlier in the year and we just saw it this week. And we thought it was pretty funny.
I'm actually looking forward to this discussion.
Yeah. It's strange. These guys are ufologists. It's a UFO-inspired religion, but heavily Christian. Like, it's like so Christian as I was watching. I'm going, this is really Christian.
Really? You saw that? And I typically I don't try to come into these conversations with any foreknowledge or information about, you know, our discussion and what we're going to do so I can ask more questions. But, you know, did watch the last episode-ish. I was kind of sort of watching it in the background, so I got some things out of it. So
it wasn't as good as other cult documentaries. There are some much better ones than this one.
Right.
The documentary highlighted some of the sexual scandals that they've been through, but it didn't go into any detail. It went to more detail around the cloning and the beliefs of these people, other than the kind of sexual scandal. I don't know. I'm like, if I was going to join any cult, I'd want to join this cult.
I don't disagree with you, to be honest with
they
you.
They were fun.
I mean, we can judge cults by their damage to the individual and, you know, other than his kind of like closest circle of people, it didn't seem to me that everybody else was in this, you know, as brainwashed or, you know, we're gonna do really, you know, bad things and stuff like that to your psyche or to your, you know, mentality. These people seem to be more like, yeah, you need to have a job and, you know, be productive people in society. They have PhDs, you know, there. So
They gave him a lot of money. So one of the things that they were building was a UFO embassy, which was so awesome. The UFO embassy was so when the and they called them the Elohim.
Right. Yeah, the aliens, right?
We're called the Elohim.
And I got a hint that the Elohim were kind of like, they're the ones that seeded humanity. You know?
Oh, right. That we were created by the Elohim.
Right. Okay.
And they were coming back in 2035, so we have...
We got time. Got 12 years.
12 years from now.
Yeah. No, enough, 11 years. 11 years.
Enough time to build an embassy.
Right.
It reminded me of Men in Black.
The embassy. Are they building it in Brooklyn? You know?
Yeah.
Because if I was going to create an alien embassy, it would be in Brooklyn.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense. No, it was in like Quebec County,
right
in Canada.
That's right, because these were all Frenchies, right?
So they were French nationals, and then the French kicked them out, because of the sex scandal. So they had a pedophile amongst their ranks,
right?
And they didn't handle it well, as does any cult. No cult handles pedophilia at all.
There are a lot of non-cults that don't handle pedophilia very well either.
And that's what they said, too. Early on, they were like...
Looking at you, Pope.
Yeah. They said the Catholic Church has more pedophiles than we do, which, I mean, it's like, how do you quantify that?
Is that per capita? Like, per 1,000? Like, you know?
I mean, they had a point, and even the journalist is like, yeah, they had a point.
Yeah.
It's not wrong what they're saying, but...
1 out of 100 doesn't equal, you know?
Should not be there.
That's a 1%er there, you know?
Yeah. They were letting kids running around naked. And they were, their whole philosophy was, we were created by these aliens, the Elohim, which is, I think, a Jewish term, meaning gods. Mm. So we were created by the Elohim, and we were created to be happy. That's why we were created. So everything we do that doesn't make us happy, stop it, is essentially their belief.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I can get that. And so...
Like paying taxes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they lost their, I think they lost their religious status when they got to Canada. So the French didn't like them because they were just too crazy.
Well, one of the things that I learned through all of this is that the French are really, really not funny people.
No. Yeah, they're not.
I don't know how else to really say that. Like, they're very serious people. Yeah. Like the guy that they were interviewing, the French guy, I don't even know what he was.
Like, right? A barrister or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't even know. But he was like, you know, yeah, these people said this, so that just that can't happen in France. And it was obviously a joke. And the French, and he's like, no, 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 no. We are very serious people and we will not stand for that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. So the guy, the leader, he has not been in France for decades.
Right.
So they left France and they went to Canada. And then from Canada, now he's in Japan and he has like a harem of people,
right,
of women that still, what was really shocking to me through the whole documentary was how loyal a lot of people were still to him.
Yeah.
Just really, really loyal. And they believed 100% that they were created by these Elohim, and the Elohim were coming back in 2035, and they were preparing their bodies.
Yeah. And, you know, coming from the standpoint of what would be the alternative belief to aliens being gods, if you were coming from it in a logical manner, that makes more sense than just some deity that you can't see or quantify.
I think it's exactly the same thing.
Well, no, I mean, if you were trying to, like, if you're splitting hairs, right, if you're going, I want to believe in a higher power, and so do I believe in a entity that is known that you will never see, know that you can never quantify, or do I put my belief into something that could actually exist, right? A super intelligent species that is out of our universe. I can at least quantify that by saying, well, there's 1 trillion planets out there, and, you know, the chances of life on another planet, yada, yada, yada. So you could actually, you know, quantify that, like, that could exist. I might never see it, but it could be factual because life exists here on Earth. It could exist on another planet.
Yeah, it could exist on another planet. But
right, right.
It's very clearly that we evolved. I mean,
you're just look. I want to believe this, right? Okay, I think I'm going to switch my religion because, honestly, they make the most sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were a lot of fun. They seemed like a lot of fun. The one thing that I was really disappointed with was they didn't highlight why they were a cult or the damage that was done. And I think if in the documentary they would have really said, here's the damage caused by this guy. They just had that one angry guy that was the scientist that didn't have a baby until he was 57.
Right.
Okay, you're angry. But other people did. Yeah.
Right, so this isn't like some cult told you to do this, you know?
Maybe they did, and he just...
And I'm really hesitant about defending these people this much, you know, the joke aside now.
It's the documentary's problem.
Right, right. And that was kind of the issue that I had with it too, is that they acted like they were trying to paint this as this cult who did these bad things, but then never really explained what the bad things were, other than a few lies, and of course the pedophile and their group that they mismanaged. I will, you know, yes, mm-hmm. You know, got to deal with that shit.
I think where the whole cloning thing, and they should have, and maybe that was their whole agenda, was just to focus on the cloning, because that was such a big deal, and the lies around the cloning.
I guess because it was such a media sensation that that they had to tackle that.
I guess, but the title of it was, no, I guess not. So it's Rael, the Alien Prophet. So it doesn't say anything about cult or cult. They talked about it being
a cult.
They
say cult a bunch of times.
But the title
especially
is
the French.
Not, yeah, the French were like, yeah. cult, but we hate yeah. these people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the title and the filmmakers, they had a very different agenda than what you've seen. And maybe that's why it has such a low score, why people don't really like this, because it didn't really seem...
It wasn't actually tackling an issue, right?
No. It's just a bunch of people that want to believe that they were created by UFOs and they were creating an embassy. And
they're not unique. I mean, I've heard of other UFO cults. Now, this might be the same group of people. But I thought there was one in like...
Heaven's Gate.
Right. Yeah. They were definitely ufologists. Mm-hmm. But I thought there was one that was actually in the States back in the 70s, 60s or 70s.
It might be the same people.
Yeah.
And how they went to Africa and are trying to make the movement there in Africa. That was the interesting thing too, was Africans having a large group of reptilians.
Yeah.
And... I want to know what happens. I'm always fascinated what happens in the years that they predict that something's going to happen. But they're not end of the world people. That's the thing. They don't believe the end of the world is coming.
You don't build an embassy for a group of aliens that are going to come and destroy you.
Their belief is that the aliens are coming back to have sex with everyone. So they're kind of like...
How are you preparing for that? I'm just curious.
It's all about the sex. And all the women were like, I'm preparing my body to be ready to have sex with these aliens, you know? And
I don't think aliens need your permission to have sex. So. Not in any of the stories that I've ever heard.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's usually no consent involved. So
the funniest thing they said, though, I wanted to talk about this because I don't really understand what it means.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you want to remove the pants from your head, remove the pants from your ass.
Must be a French thing.
Maybe French thing? I don't know. Like, what does that mean? Remove the pants from your head.
I'm assuming what he means is your head is covered
in
like
pants.
You're blind. Yeah, because you know you need head pants.
Head pants.
Head trousers. You know. I mean, wow, it's so hard to take this talk seriously out of all the other talks that we've done. Like, I don't know how to get serious with this topic because
this is not a serious topic.
And what was fascinating to me watching this documentary was it felt like a movie. It felt like Batshit Country to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And these are the real people saying this stuff. And you're like, you're not real. Nobody.
Yeah. This is a joke, right?
You're bald and yet have a man bun. Like, and what are you wearing? What was interesting to me was that a lot of the ideas that they were talking about seemed to be pulled from other science fiction novels as well. So it's not just this religious aspect of it, but and I'm trying to remember what it was, but he said something and I'm like, that's like Dune. That's like exactly like Dune, what he's talking about, you know? And I was like, are these people reading science fiction and just kind of pulling details from it? Or
what's funny too is not only are they pulling this out of who knows where, but their pants head. They caused that all hullabaloo in the United States, where George Bush is like, we're not going to clone people. Oh. And they
actually set human cloning, or not human cloning, but probably like that kind of research back quite a bit of time.
The whole thing, because it didn't make any sense. And the fact that what's the difference between IVF and cloning a child?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have the child and have the baby, like it seemed like a backwards type of thing, but I think it was because of the Raelians being as crazy as they were and saying they were going to clone humans.
Well, when Dr. Evil shows up to the Senate and he says, I'm building nuclear weapons, your best solution is to say, no more nuclear weapon research. That's outlawed. just, we're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because they already know how to build one, so they don't need to do the research. But, you know, because that's what it felt like, you know.
Yeah, it seemed like Congress took a bunch of crazies seriously. And they got, it was kind of like satanic panic also. And where they all just went crazy over this theoretical science that they were all lying about just to get publicity.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking wasn't that it was like satanic panic. It'd be more of like if Satanists went to Congress and said, we're Satanists. We worship Satan. This is our core beliefs. And they all went, interesting. Tell us more, please. And then they were like, you know, they've got a lot of good ideas. But you know what? I think we're just going to outlaw this, you know. So it was a different energy than other religions and cults. I mean, in walks Rayan. What was
Rael?
Rael. In walks Rael, and he's like a Star Trek character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and talks like a Star Trek character.
Yep.
And people listened to him, as goofy as he looked, and as crazy as he looked. It was very unusual. Everybody that was on that panel actually sat and listened to him respectfully.
Yeah, they did. And then they went, we don't clone humans.
Not in America.
And I think even they were like, what is going on here? What? Why would you? They were legitimately surprised by the Congress and the president's reaction to it.
Mm.
It's because they're French and they don't understand the way Americans work. You know, they don't understand how Christian America is and the kind of politicization, if that's a word, of topics to get publicity, the same as the way satanic panic, anti-trans, they take these like fringe things and blow them out of proportion to rile up their constituents.
Right.
And that's all it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Because it was very clear that they were lying. There was no oversight. There was no investigation. And even the other scientists, he's like, they were lying.
Which if, you know, they would have just asked him, they probably would have found out that, no, there's no research actually going on and nobody's actually showing up to the lab.
Yeah.
That would have been a big red flag.
But the whole thing was like, if you were going to do traditional cult 101, it would be this whole group. I mean, they were just, if you were going to build a sex cult, it was this group. It was like, there was the blueprint for everything. He was the lead. He had his first lieutenant that followed his orders, and he kind of checked out, and then she checked out, but she was the enforcer. She took all the heat because she had the PhD.
Right.
And she's still a firm believer. She still believes.
I'm wondering if they all kind of knew it was BS. Like, because there was almost like this weird plain chicken on whether or not you believe that we actually cloned a child or not.
Yeah. Inside the cult, because they had the woman that, what did she do? She infiltrated this group, which that whole thing just seemed so farcical. And she took herself so serious, too.
She was very serious about it.
She infiltrated this sex cult. And
how did she do that? By saying, I want to join your sex cult.
Exactly.
And they're like, okay.
Okay, come join. And
it's a high bar for membership.
Yeah.
You know.
And she even said, half of the people believed it was true. Half of them believed it was fake. No one really knew and no one really cared because it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
None of it mattered. It was a sex cult. They wanted to worship their UFOs and chant together. And at this point, hang out, I assume, hang out and drink and have sex and do their thing.
Yeah. I'm still confused by that documentary.
Yeah, it was very confusing. And I think they really should have gotten to the aftermath, because they really didn't get any aftermath or what the consequences was by joining this group.
You had like two people that said the cult was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Not the infiltrator, but two people that said, oh, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. And then you had 10,000 people that said, oh, what do you mean? I'm still in it.
Yeah.
Just because he left the country doesn't mean I stopped believing.
Yeah.
There was no like huge swaths of people that were saying, these people are destructive and ruin my life and everything else. And if the way the documentary was done, it felt like there was just two people.
Yeah.
And if there's any group, any organization that has that many members and only two say that was a total waste of my time and it ruined my life, that's pretty good.
But that's how any group of humans are.
That's what I mean. Like I'm saying, if any group that size, I don't care. I'm not talking about cults. I'm just saying group.
Yeah. I mean,
you put 20,000 humans together, there's going to be at least 1,000 of them that are going to be like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And
yeah, companies, they have the companies that ruin people's lives. And
or people think that the company, it's again, there was no concrete evidence. So all you are taking the words of two people that just went, oh, I didn't really, I didn't have a good time then. And it was a waste of my time.
Well, and that was the guy. He dedicated his whole life and then said, I had to rebuild my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very cult. I mean, I had to do the same thing. Anyone who leaves the high control group, they have to do the same thing.
Was this a high control group?
I don't know. You never got that sense. I mean, he had sex with a lot of women like you would.
Voluntarily?
Yeah.
In a sex cult, I mean, I'm assuming that in a sex cult, you would have a lot of sex.
Yeah. And the women were willing. No woman came forward and said
I was raped.
Or I was pressured.
Yeah.
Nobody, they had none of that. And
it's not like the other one where they were talking about, people were drugged and coerced. And, if you think about like Nexium,
mm-hmm.
Nexium was like, to me, a pure example of kind of a sex cult that was complete pressure and mm-hmm. It was set up so that people were brainwashed and pressured into having sex with them. I didn't catch a whiff of that,
but maybe it's just the way that they did the documentary.
And that's what I'm afraid of. In making light of this is that there was a lot more serious stuff going on in the background. But because the documentary was done the way it was, you're not really sure.
Yeah.
I have more questions in a positive than I have questions in a negative right now about them.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like a recruitment. that's the recruitment.
Well, they created this place called UFO Land. And I'm like, oh, man, that is my jam. I want to go there. I want to go to UFO Land.
The free anal probes with every visit.
I mean, is there going to be butt stuff?
Yeah.
It just, a lot of this documentary just felt like kind of a waste of time.
Mm.
It
mm-hmm.
really did. Like, I was looking forward to it. It just seemed right up my alley, stuff I like to talk about, I like to learn about. But it really seemed like a waste of time.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's why it got such a low score or like what it did. I would not recommend watching this. It really is a waste of time.
Well, okay. I'm going to say, I think you should watch this. Only to come at it from the standpoint of WTF is going on, in a show.
Yeah. Batshit Country is a lot funner. Wild Wild Country is a lot funner.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wild Wild Country is so much better in terms of just what the hell. That one is so much better.
Yeah, that one was good.
It could just be the documentarians.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if another streaming service does a competition of this cult, and that one will be much better and we'll have more to say.
I hope so. Apple needs to make a documentary about this, like super high quality, super in-depth,
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, which makes more sense mm-hmm. where this guy is a horrible person. But again, I never got that sense that Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's a cult leader.
He was demanding at the end of it. Like, that was the only like time that I saw. Like, but you know, that seems like an abusive husband more than a cult leader in the way he was, you know,
an old grumpy guy,
an old French grumpy guy.
Yeah.
You know,
and there wasn't any like ex-wives talking about, there was a lot missing from this documentary.
Yeah. And the other thing that they said too, was that when he got tired of a girlfriend or wife, he would just drop her. And I'm like, okay, so why aren't you talking to those people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did he drop them because they said, I don't want to do this anymore? And he went, okay, bye. I mean, it could have been that. Now you just got to fill in the gaps with, you know, what's in your brain and not actually get any good answers from it.
Well, and then there was the one woman that said, oh, he wanted to have sex with my daughter. And that woke me up. It's like,
she was 17?
Yeah. I mean, they just left it right there.
Yeah.
Like, they just left it there.
Can we talk to your daughter?
Yeah. There's so much in this documentary that's not right. But it was fun. So, like, leave all the sex stuff out. Like, just don't focus on the sex stuff, because it feels
unless
like
you want left, to. Unless
feels like thing. They left a ton.
There's so much out. Yeah.
Yeah. There's missing pieces here. But if you just focus on how funny these people are, it's great. They were great. They were so funny. And how unfunny the French are.
I mean, I've had my experiences, you know, when I was in England. But, man, that guy was just, there's no other way for me to put it, but just so unfunny.
Sour.
Very. Like, serious to the point of, he's serious about him being serious. Yeah. You don't get that way overnight. Like, you have to practice that.
Yeah.
Like, and to put it into another terms, you know, there was the American lawyer who was obviously, you know, filing a lawsuit for children's rights against the cloned baby, for a baby that wasn't born in America, wasn't raised in America. The parents weren't American. The doctors didn't. This is all according to the truth at the time, which was that there was a clone baby born. So nothing other than the fact that that the people that did the operation happened to be in America at the time, because they even said that they didn't do the operation.
No, they didn't do it in America. They had the press conference in America, in Miami.
And that was it.
Yep.
And he was raising charges against them for child neglect. And literally, this was the best part, I think, of the whole series. They're in the court. They're in Miami court. And the judge is hearing all the evidence. And after they give all the evidence that, you know, the child's not in America. The child wasn't born in America. Child hasn't traveled to America. Is not American. The parents aren't American. And the doctors that gave birth are not American. The guy still wanted to pressure them to name the name of where the child was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the judge is like, well, after hearing all the evidence, I really don't know what you want me to do. There's nothing we could do, even if I wanted to.
That is such a Florida thing.
That lawyer, man, and he's like, I'm after the welfare of
the
child.
Are you kidding? He just, no.
He was trying to make his name for himself, man.
He was just trying to make money and ride the wave of these crazies.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had a good sense of humor, though. He really did.
He did. He did. Maybe he should have taken after the French.
A bit more sour. He would have won.
No, there would have never been a lawsuit. That should have never even gone to trial. That should never have done any, like,
it doesn't make any sense.
No.
The whole thing, none of it made any sense. And I remember seeing that woman. I don't think I was realizing they were part of a cult or I was not really.
Well, you just hear doctor and human cloning, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, but I remember her face on the news, and I remember Bush saying, "We don't clone humans or whatever." I was
like, "Well, we kind of do. We just
such a George.
We just go half. We just one person goes halfway, the other person goes the other half, and you know, it's like a 50% clone."
Yeah.
So we kind of do clone ourselves, you know, it's just not 100%, but.
And you know, George Bush is back in there just making jokes back and forth about the cloning.
Let me tell you something, Condi.
Because George Bush had the best sense of humor, I think, any recent president. And
but, you know, Republican has to go with Republican, the Republican values, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But you know, he was like,
oh, God, jokes about that group. Yeah. It was probably a list of jokes back there that they would just tell back and forth to each other. Yeah. But okay, so let's we kind of this one's a weird one. It really is.
It really it is. It's a weird one.
But let's take a look at it. Let's get a little serious, I guess, on this. And
why?
I don't know. Because I feel like
the last one was way too serious. So this is like a good antidote from the
last one. A good mouthwash for
Well,
what I was going to get at was just what part of it would you have said? Would you say is cult like? Like, why is everybody else calling this a cult? If because I'm not seeing it, other than the fact that they call themselves. If they didn't call themselves a religion, let's put it in a different term. Let's just say that these were UFO enthusiasts, right? And as their group, if you want to join, you have to have sex with everybody. And you have to, you know, spread your butt cheeks and bend over like they told people. That was part of the documentary. That's not what I'm just to tell people. Yeah, so I'm not reading into this. This is what they said.
So they were preparing for the anal probe.
They were really were. We're telling jokes, but not too far from the script. So if you take out the term religion and you just, it's just a bunch of like-minded people that love UFOs having sex with each other.
I think they probably are a cult, but the documentary didn't prove they were.
It's fuzzy.
It was really fuzzy.
Yeah.
It was not clear. I think because the documentarians didn't understand what a cult was.
Right.
And so they didn't show clearly they were cult.
It's like, we know they're a cult because people said they're a cult. So we're just going to show you, we're just going to have interviews with people.
Yeah. I mean, he would baptize them by hitting them on the head.
As one does.
And he would say something about that now they're connected to the source of the Elohim. I mean, everything they did was wonky.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah.
But
it's like Flying Spaghetti Monster kind of fun.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. There was a lot lacking from this. So maybe we should do more research. But this is just about the documentary on Netflix that came out recently.
Right.
Rael, the alien prophet or whatever he is called. The UFO prophet.
Yeah.
And
either way.
And they were fun.
Yeah.
The whole embassy and the swimming pool at the embassy. It just sounds awesome. I want to go to this.
I want to have a martini at the swimming pool at the UFO embassy.
Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah!
Just like hang out on the pool. You know,
you got to have pants on your head though.
No, you have to take them off
your head.
Yes, you can go there with pants on your head, so you can take them off.
And then off.
Am I reading this?
So you can spread your butt cheeks. Anyway, save yourself 4 hours. Don't watch it. Watch something else.
Yeah. What would be okay? So, in the same vein, what would be a good documentary that is in the kind of the same vein, other than like Batshit Country or
I would say Wild Wild Country.
Yeah,
that's
a really good documentary.
That was really good, and they were very clear as to why they were a cult and the bad things that they were doing. It was very clear.
I mean, and trying to poison an entire town, that's kind of a bad thing.
And
I've heard.
Yeah. The trauma caused by these people was really clear. I didn't get any of that. I got an angry guy who didn't have a kid until he was 57. okay.
Wasn't he only in the cult for like 20 years? So
yeah, I just don't.
Maybe he's an asshole.
He could be. He's French.
Yeah. starting to tie things here together, you know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where those two are relating in my mind, but I'm starting to sense it.
I could be angry. I was in a cult and I didn't have a baby until I was old. You know, okay.
I wasn't in a cult and I didn't have a baby until I was old.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But
not 57. I mean, I got 3 more years.
He was still really angry. He was really angry.
How old am I?
I have no idea.
Oh my God. I forgot how old I am. I'm 58. I'm a year older than him. My God. Okay. I'm okay now.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, probably not as long as an insightful as anything else, but, you know, after watching it, I knew we were going to have to talk about it because
yeah,
that one was a good one.
Yep. Or not good one. Something to make fun of.
Yeah, I've been good as fodder.
Yep. All right. Well, like and subscribe. Thanks for listening.
All right. See you guys.